Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky soybean farmers are closely watching some key issues that are being debated in Washington, D.C. State Soybean Association President Larry Thomas from Hardin County says farmers were in the nation's capital in March to talk with a Kentucky congressional delegation.
Everybody was receptive to what we were talking about and willing to meet with us and take the time to discuss some of the issues. We kind of hit four issues pretty hard because we felt like they were most important right now, and that was farm bill and trade, biofuels, infrastructure.
Thomas says passing a new farm bill may be the most critical issue facing agriculture.
We definitely needed to work on making sure that we kept crop insurance in there, and we felt assured after talking to all of our leaders that they felt comfortable that that was safe. I think the contentious point right now is for the food stamp side of the farm bill. When they got to talking about the SNAP programs, the Democrats and Republicans kind of got apart. I think the Democrats got up and left the room at that point. They didn't like one of the proposals that the Republicans had made in their bill.
He adds trade is also important with a lot of attention focused on China.
60% of our soybeans are exported and a third of them go to China. So we're a little concerned about what President Trump's talking about with as far as trade, because we're afraid we'll get some retaliation. Well, they might slow down their imports of, I've been doing terrible on that.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Thomas says infrastructure is also essential.
We had issues this summer with a lock going down a couple of times on the Ohio River, and I know we've lost 40 cents in basis this summer up in our area around Louisville simply because they didn't have any barge traffic. So that's one reason we wanted to hit infrastructure pretty hard, because we've got to keep our locks updated and keep our bridges updated. So we can grow the crop, we just have to get it to the market.
He notes keeping biofuels flowing is important.
They're arguing over the renewable identification numbers right now. The House was discussing that in committee, and they were having issues with that. So we really wanted to push home that we needed to keep the biofuels flowing to keep the price of soybeans up.
Thomas was joined by other soybean farmers from Kentucky, officials from the American Soybean Association, and others for the recent meetings in Washington, D.C. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.